This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Animorphs, Book 53, The Answer, by K.A. Applegate. Read by MacLeod Andrews. Chapter 1.
They're going after the elementary school,
Tobias said.
They're going after everything, I answered. Why are they doing this? It makes no sense, Tobias said. It's not just brutal, it's stupid. Pointless destruction.
The nearest bug fighter swooped low and slow. It fired its Dracon beams, and the two-story gym exploded into charred stucco and twisted steel beams. It drifted almost casually above the tired old low-slung classrooms and fired again, dragging the beam end-to-end along the buildings. They're sending a message, I said. Mess with us, and this is what we do. We had destroyed the Yerk Pool. The Yerk Pool was now the world's biggest sinkhole. It looked like a crater. It was a crater, with half the mall in ruins on one slope, jumbled bits of fast food restaurants, streetlights, ripped up concrete, cars, skinny trees, all tumbled together at the bottom. The water of the Yerk Pool, looking like molten lead, soaked up through the dirt. An Exxon sign lay half submerged in it. A couple of dozen empty 1 liter soda bottles drifted around like someone's idea of toy boats. How many Yerks had died? Certainly thousands. Maybe tens of thousands. How many Hork-Bajir? How many Taxons? Humans? We had tried to warn people, but the devastation had been too complete. Had come too suddenly.
It's not a message, Big Jake, Marco said. The Yerks know now that we'll do whatever we have to do. They know it's all-out war. We blew up their only on-planet food supply. We're way past sending messages.
Look, they're drawing a circle.
Marco was 100 feet higher up than me. He was an Osprey morph. I was in Falcon. Tobias was himself, a red-tailed hawk.
Marco's right, Tobias said. They're making a big circle.
More bug fighters than I'd ever seen in one place. Maybe 50 of the things. They blasted schools. They blasted businesses. They blasted homes and churches. The shockwaves would reach us, echoes of destruction. Pillars of smoke rose high in the air. Fires, some blazing and roaring, others smoldering sullenly, created
Sample complete. Ready to continue?